flag. Good day to run wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about time that some flags went my way. Throwing pebbles out to the wind and praying that they never catch up again. I'm gonna say my worry days are done. This looks like
it's a good day to run in New York City away from the rain. Doug Steffen at United Nations Radio Day. I'm actually in the United Nations building, and there are a number of other radio hosts who are here with me. Martha Zoller, who has a pleasant way about her, is next to me, so we won't have a problem with that. There are a lot of people in here, and I'm sure they all have pleasant ways about them.
And I'm sure we'll hear them all during the next hour. Are you wearing your American flag shirt, sir?
I am not, as a matter of fact. I'm wearing a blue Oxford shirt.
How will they know who you belong to?
Oh, I think they know who I belong to. Okay. I belong to America. What's the word with that cold? You have been gone now for over a week. You took a
I got to see the inside of a Canadian hospital, sir.
Did you really? No.
I'll explain. I took my family on what I thought was going to be quite the enjoyable cruise, and it was for the first few days.
For some reason or other, I thought you were gone with some listeners, or I don't know why.
Yes, and listeners, too. I forgot. I had heard that you said I was away with listeners. Yes, there was, I'm sure, a listener or two on board as well.
Or three or four. So
yes,
what happened?
I was juggling
you
for them every
night. You fall off into the ocean? What happened to you?
We all got some sort of awful cruise-borne flu.
Is this a Carnival cruise line ship?
This was not Carnival, no. This was, and actually, I don't even want to blame the cruise line because they were all, like, great. But it was just that I ended up getting sick first and running a fever and respiratory, thankfully, not anything stomach. But
yeah, that stuff is what happens on these cruises. Oh. They have the air ducts seem to collect these sorts of things, and I hear
people
these stories
hacking.
All the time.
Oh, and then my mom got sick, and then my grandmother got sick, and then... So I actually didn't see the inside of the Canadian hospital for myself. I actually had to take my mom there because she was sitting upright and coughing, and he was just feeling awful like we all did. I mean, I've been sick for almost a week now.
Oh, you poor thing.
She
should have come home.
I know. We should have. And she was sitting there looking at me, and all of a sudden she turned ghost white and had to put her head down and started to feel really awful. Her shirt was covered in sweat and everything, so ended up getting her checked out. Her blood pressure had dropped to 95 over 55.
Oh!
Over 55.
What in the world happened there?
But I'll tell you, Canadians, very nice. If I had to pick my second favorite nation, because, of course, I'm a USA girl, I think I would have to choose Canada.
USA. USA.
Everybody was so
USA.
Nice.
USA.
And I got to experience socialized medicine, so I'm kind of, like, getting a little primer for where we're going with Obamacare. And it wasn't as scary. I mean, it was okay. It was different and interesting, but it was okay.
So why were you in Canada? The boat stopped in Canada? I know you started in Alaska.
Yes, we stopped in Vancouver.
Ah, that's a great city.
Oh, it was great. Right. Too bad that we were all just deathly ill. But
so did you go down the coast of California? What was the itinerary of the trip?
We went to Anchorage. We were a few days of scenic cruising. We went to Skagway. We went to Juneau. We went to Ketchikan. We went to Vancouver.
Did you see any whales?
We did. And our scenic cruising was not all that great because we had some weather issues that we dealt with. But we saw these strange... Have you seen the goats from Alaska?
No. Sounds like a song, though. There was a song used to be very popular called North to Alaska. We could change that to Goats
from Alaska. They are so fuzzy and adorable. We saw a bunch of those. Yeah. We saw some eagles. We got to see some glaciers. I mean, everybody, even though we all ended up ill, we all had a great time. So if you still have fun while you're sick, you know, it was good. And it was nice being together with all of you listeners out there. Please join me again for my cruise next year. We'll be announcing the location in October.
Okay, good to see you. Maybe I'll
bring
go
your
on
own
the next
Kleenex.
One.
And you're lucky because today's the first day I actually sound a little bit like a girl. I thought you were going to think I maybe had a change of some sort coming back to be with you.
No, we left that to the guy who was in SEAL Team 6.
Yes.
You heard that story this
week,
right?
No, I haven't heard anything. I feel
so
out of touch.
We're gonna sort of touch on some of the things that have happened this past week while you've been gone.
Good.
See what your take on them is or not. People from the United Nations will join us each hour of the program this morning, including a gentleman who's in Afghanistan. We're going to try to talk about the hotspots. United Nations Radio Day has taken place pretty much every year for the last, 7 or 8 years? Michael, I think I've done this, but last year we didn't have it because the UN was being rehabbed. You couldn't get in here. They were rebuilding it, redoing it, reconstructing it. And And so we're in a room and a part of the building that's been completely redone. And so we have access to a lot of these people. The fellow who we're going to talk to this hour is actually in Afghanistan, and we're going to talk to him about what the strategy is there for the UN as the United States comes out. What does the UN do? And that's coming up in the next half hour. In the meantime, Jennifer and her take on some of the things that have been going on. Kenny's following our social connections on Twitter and Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and on Good Day Show at Twitter. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com, to Jennifer at DougStefan.com, or to Ken at DougStefan.com. Kenny, what are people saying now? This is the hot item, I think, Jennifer. Request for phone records from basically all of the major phone companies, the spying connection, millions and millions and millions of calls being tracked, internet data mining going on from the big companies.
Yeah, when we asked for job creation, this wasn't the job we were creating.
No, right. Well, the internet companies, Microsoft, Yahoo, Apple, Google, Facebook, all had some statements, mostly denying knowledge of this program. It's called the PRISM program, I think. Isn't it, Kenny? PRISM, P-R-I-S-M.
That's what I've seen, yeah.
Right. Apple says, we have never heard of PRISM. We don't provide any government agency with direct access to our servers, and any government agency requesting customer data must get a court order. Well, apparently, that's what happened here, because we listened to some of the congressional yak about this back and forth. There are a couple of, and they're both Republicans and Democrats, saying, yeah, this has been going on for years under the Patriot Act and under the Intelligence Surveillance Act. Well, you know what?
But they were saying that, I was listening to some commentary saying that this doesn't fall under the Patriot Act, because with the Patriot Act, you have to have just cause.
Yeah.
And you can't have just cause on 121 million Americans, or however many it was that they started getting the phone records on.
Mm-hmm. There is a very interesting book that's about to come out, I was told this morning here at the United Nations by one of my spies, that suggests that Obama is not who he seems to be. And I'm going to bet when this book comes out, it's going to be wild. There's enough stuff now because of what is going on. I mean, this last week or 10 days while you've been gone, Jennifer, mm-hmm. has seen an amazing
every
number.
Every scandal, right?
Oh,
every
my
day.
God. It just is on and on and on and on. And it's not like they're trying to get this guy. He's making it easy.
I know. And then I heard about the Susan Rice deal where, you know, talk about just kind of going na-na-na-na-na. Then it points her to...
I believe it's referred to in most of the common circumstances as up yours.
Oh, see, and I was being nice. I thought it was a na-na-na-na-na.
Well, you can do a na-na-na-na. You can do up yours, whichever you prefer.
I was being kinder and gentler.
Help yourself. Yeah, good for you. 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. Comments about any of the things that we're talking about. The Doug Stefan family includes Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and the Doug Stefan presence, I guess what it's called, the Doug Stefan Good Day program. He's supposed to be here. Right? Is that how this works?
Yes.
What I heard. Yesterday we had a really good convention yesterday in New York. It was very.
I know. I missed you. Usually I like to attend that event.
Yeah. It was a very good event.
Good.
And there was some really interesting. A lot of people watch this. I'm going to get engaged in a little gossip because it's kind of fun. Let's see. How do I best put this? Well, Glenn Beck got the Freedom of Speech Award.
Yeah.
He was very good. I like Glenn.
I think he's kooky fun.
He's kooky,
interesting,
but
he's
sincere, and he presents himself very. He had some great documents that he showed and shared with the crowd, and I thought it was kind of cool. Then there was this little thing. There's a host from Philadelphia named Dom Giordano, who also...
Where else would he be from but Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he could be from New Jersey.
Maybe.
Anyway, also Michael Smirkanish, another Philadelphia host, and the two of them don't like each other.
Uh-oh.
And it was so.
Did they have a fist fight?
Not quite, but they had a verbal fight.
Really?
And it was really pretty. It was interesting, but embarrassing. Well, bring it to your attention, because if you go to talkers.com, there's audio and video. There's Talkers Television and Talkers Radio. You can hear the whole convention. You can get into that. It was really pretty interesting and embarrassing. embarrassing moment. Giordano made a fool of himself, actually, by taking shots at Smirkanish. And Giordano didn't come across as being all that smart. And I like Tom. He's not a bad guy. We all, it's a very close-in business. You know, you get right down to the core of it. There are only like 200 good jobs in the whole business. And it's like playing musical chairs. So we all pretty much know each other. We go to these conventions. And we're pleasant. Some of us become friends. He's just not that bright. And it really became apparent yesterday. And Smirkonis is pretty bright. And he made him look pretty foolish. But it was just embarrassing, uncomfortable. Kind of reminds me of the, I think you were at the event that took place 5 or 6 years ago.
Yes, Al Franken.
Al Franken. Right.
And Michael Al Franken started crying.
Right. I mean, they had to use the hook to get him off.
It was really uncomfortable.
Yeah, right. It was uncomfortable. But anyway, so it's real radio and real television. And that stuff you can kind of see if you want to go online.
Real weirdos.
Yeah. Real weirdos on the radio. All right. There's nothing weird about the thinning of your hair. If you're frustrated and maybe even embarrassed by premature thinning of your hair, ladies, there's something you can do about it. Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, is the natural hair thinning treatment that tackles the three main causes of hair thinning. One, you have a problem with your hair follicles getting plugged up in your pores, and Provia cleans that out. Number two, it encourages, and almost in a way, it fertilizes your hair. I don't know another way to put it, but it encourages the growth of the new hair, and then it thickens also the hair that's already there. So you have three things going on, and it also keeps your hair from falling out anymore. No more falling out hair in the sink or in the shower, or trying to hide that dreaded spot that's empty. One of those myself developing, I just noticed. So if you want to, I'll use it. It's for both men and women, but women really like it because women are more conscious of this. But men, yeah, you can clean up your act as well. Results are guaranteed or your money back by calling 800-525-8319. You'll get a free month supply of Provia. Mention Doug Steffen, free rush shipping as well. Dial 800-525-8319 and get an extra luxury surprise gift as well. So order Provia now, get it to work on your scalp, look better as you go out and do your swimming or whatever fun activities you're going to have during the course of the summer. Provia will take care of making your hair thicker and get new hair growth. 800-525-8319.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Pivot example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, so Jennifer is back, and we have these issues of the day that we're focused on. But if you stick around for a few minutes, we'll have a little fun, just as a respite from the yaddle, 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 and more yaddle.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Everybody wants to rule the world. I think most of the people who want to rule the world are here in America. Maybe we should change the lyrics.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to rule America. Getting down to a tight group here. Number one during this week in 1985. As you have a little bit of music in most of the Hours of the Good Day program, just about at this time, bring a little emotional connection. What do you remember? In 1985, Jennifer, you would have been about 3 or something, right?
How old are you? I wish. That would be nice. No, I was 7. And I remember when this song came out, I was really into it, and my neighborhood friend and I were really into trading stickers. So I think I traded a purse for some stickers. Maybe listening to this song for the first time. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We were real into the trade. I was like a wheeler and a dealer.
Kenny, this was before you were program music director at that radio station, right?
Yeah. Yes, it was. I was a music snob.
Were you?
Much worse than I am now.
No, you didn't like this?
I liked Tears for Fears before everybody knew about them.
Oh, you were one of those guys.
Uh-huh.
Yep, and then when they become famous, I don't like them anymore.
Yeah. By his boo, then on you. Let's have some fun with some of the late night excerpts. 4 of the late night shows here are featured, starting with Conan and a political joke or two.
Republican Florida Senator Marco Rubio now says he will vote against his own immigration bill. Yeah. In fact, he's now gone so far to the right, he's introducing a bill to deport himself. Due to recent sexual misconduct in the military, Senator John McCain is suggesting women avoid serving altogether. Yeah, McCain added, and if they really want to play it safe, they might also want to stop working and voting. Just a suggestion.
Well, a new report shows the Obama administration has been collecting the telephone records of millions of U.S. customers of Verizon under a top-secret court order. Here's the sad part. Turns out 90% of phone calls Americans make are to order a pizza. Did you know that? See, when I was growing up, we were always afraid of Big Brother watching us. And now with Obama, we actually have a brother watching us.
big heads of state meeting out there in California. Chinese President Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping. Did she ever? He's meeting with President Obama tomorrow, and then Saturday he meets with Dennis Rodman, so that'll be fun.
Did you see this yesterday? An 84-year-old woman in Florida came forward as the only winner of the $590 million Powerball jackpot. for? Or as God put it, ain't I a stinker? I knew it ruffles and feathers. 84 years old, other people in Florida were like, figures it would go to some kid.
All right, so there's Jimmy Fallon and David Letterman and Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien. Back to the China summit, the U.S.-China summit. Apparently the First Lady of China is quite attractive and is creating quite a stir. Is that true? What do you hear, Jennifer, about that?
I haven't heard anything, actually. That's the first I heard of it. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me that she was an attractive woman.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, a lot of people are focused comparing her to Mrs. Obama for some reason or another.
Buff, maybe.
Really? Is that what it is?
Well, Michelle Obama's pretty buff.
Yeah. So we've been told. Yeah. Let's talk a little about, speaking of buff, Wendy Williams on her program yesterday talked about Channing Tatum's statement that whenever you get famous, that's pretty much the age you stay in people's minds.
Okay, look. He has an interesting thing to say about celebrity, and I'll tell you what it is, Mr. Tatum. He says, I don't remember who said it, but I do believe that whatever age you become famous, you end up staying that age, because from that point, you're not asked to be a normal citizen. I broke through at 24 or 25. And when I read the article, I was like, you know, I think he's right.
You think he's right?
I do. Think about Dean Martin. How do you picture him?
28 after the hour, drunk.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help, but the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Reagan. The state of Florida is prosecuting an 18-year-old girl for having a lesbian affair with a 14-year-old girl. Is this a productive use of prosecutorial resources?
They should treat this like an 18-year-old boy and his 14-year-old girlfriend. That's how it should be done. I know that that can be, that's a little bit of a gray area. It could be a little tough, but it seems to me that it's the lesbianism part of this that's really got people up in arms. I think it is probably a ridiculous waste of prosecutorial resources.
Assault on a minor is the essence of the crime in an of-age male and an underage female. Anybody with daughters in the high school range knows by common sense this is girls coming of age, doing safe experimentation. It is a completely different dynamic. Can we just apply some common sense?
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stephen, good day program from the United Nations headquarters in New York. In a few minutes, we're going to meet a gentleman who's a strategist at the UN. He is in Afghanistan. We'll talk to him about the circumstances that prevail and how the UN is involved in the continuing day-to-day operations of not only what our soldiers are doing, but others, and how they're trying to put the pieces back together in Afghanistan. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we've been talking, Jennifer and Ken Kessler and I have been talking here about the Patriot Act and the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and is that the precursor for all of this spying? Here's Brian, who wants to be heard on this. Brian, you're live on Good Day. Hi.
Good morning. Yes, I believe only the libertarians aren't surprised with this IRS expansion of power and the current thing with Verizon, because they've warned us of this all along, and we saw little things with that Patriot Act, but they're trying to neatly put it in a box and blame the current administration for harvesting the fruits of their labors. But I think this has been in the works for a long time, and some people aren't surprised.
Well, Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, said yesterday, quote, "This is an astounding assault on the Constitution," which it is. The stuff that's coming from this group, and it started with George Bush. Remember how many times have I told you George Bush was a horrible president, and this guy's even worse. We haven't had a good president for a long time. We've had all these power crazed, and maybe that's part of the deal. When you run for the presidency, you want to be in charge.
Why else would you
like
do
this.
It? Yeah, you're
want to
power
be
hungry.
Power hungry, power crazed, and this is so out of control. It's amazing. Brian, thanks for the call. 888-302-3684. One of the other things going on this week, Jennifer, the trial of that soldier, his name is Bales, who in Afghanistan shot the 16 people. He said that in order not to get the death penalty, he said he was guilty by reason of insanity, or his lawyer did, mm-hmm. and in his behalf. They don't believe that he was insane, but he went temporarily bonkers,
right,
and
sure.
admitted to it. So that's something I actually want to talk to this gentleman from Afghanistan about, what the local reaction is over there to this, because, you know, we have this whole business of our reputation. We think we know what went on in Afghanistan. I'm not sure that we do know what is going on or what has gone on. That's why Eric Gatanis will join us in a moment from Afghanistan. Yeah, he's a member of the UN team over there. That's up next here on Good Day.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidence in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that defy the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
The Doug Steffen family, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler at 38 minutes past the hour on the Good Day program for Friday. Harry Gattinus has been on this program before. I remember talking to him, but he's now, from the last time I think we spoke, Harry, a couple of years ago, you've been promoted to acting deputy director at the Strategic Communications Unit in Afghanistan. So how much time have you actually been spending over there over the last couple of years?
Doug, good morning. Good morning, everyone, to all your listeners, too. I've only been here for a brief 3 months so far, but I've got to say, 3 months here, and it already feels like a year, so it's a pretty intense environment in terms of the set passing of time.
So describe what you have found and what you're feeling when you go from city to city, place to place, and whether or not you'd ever been in Afghanistan before, or is this your first time there? In other words, before the war, have you any experience, let's say, 8 years ago, 10 years ago? Well, the war's been going on for almost 10 years, so maybe 15 years ago. Do you have any experience at all, or know anybody that maybe lived or worked in Afghanistan before the war started?
Doug, this is my very first time here. I've got to say, volunteered for this, so I can't complain at the same time. I had colleagues who were here, you know, around 10 years ago, and in terms of security, I mean, I remember them telling me stories about Ari, that we used to live outside in Kabul in a normal house, you know, rent a house somewhere and just have a rather normal lifestyle in terms of being able to walk down to the store, you know, buy their milk, buy their bread and so on. Now, at least most foreign staff for places like the UN live in heavily, heavily walled compounds with intense security, barbed wire, thick blast walls, even moving around in bulletproof vehicles given the IED threat. It's a completely different environment in that sense, given that security is so intense. And I'm not sure if you saw the news recently, but there was an attack just from where I'm sitting right now in Kabul, a couple hundred meters away, and you know, they an intense attack on a foreign compound, which people were killed and so on. So it's a very different environment in terms of security, in terms of freedom, in terms of being able even just to get out and to really see and meet people. Having said that, I just came back this very morning, about 3-4 hours ago, from Kandahar in the south, and you know, different regions of the country have different environments in terms of security. Kandahar, as you can imagine, is very intense as well, but I'm told from other colleagues that some of the northern provinces have a bit of a lighter situation in terms of security, but overall still pretty intense. Movement is difficult, and there's always that back in your mind concern that, you know, of IEDs, of gun battles and so on. I'm even sleeping in Kandahar last night, for example, at 1 in the morning, outside the perimeter, RPGs being fired, a gun battle. So, you know, but at the same time, I've got to say, the funny part is it almost becomes part of your natural surroundings, or part of your background, mental background, is that there's always that sort of, you know, those unusual, you know, blasting sounds and so forth, which, scarily enough, become part of normal daily life.
So let's talk in terms of the United Nations. We have American soldiers, obviously, over there, which Americans object to. How many other nations are represented in this sort of multilateral group?
I don't have the exact number, but there's, I think, roughly, and I could be wrong, but roughly up to a couple dozen still here serving under the International Security Assistance Force. I think, as you know, of course, the Americans, I believe, have the largest amount. But, yeah, roughly up to a dozen, I'd say up to two dozen, roughly, if I recall correctly.
All right. So what really has been accomplished? What are the locals? If you've been there for 3 months, you've had to have lots of contact with the locals. What do they really think of what's happened to their country over the past 10 years?
Look, and this is, again, for 3 months' experience so far, but from what I've seen, you know, there's been some progress, you know, and some steps backwards as well. I mean, look at the one of the most obvious places to see, of course, is education. I mean, now that you have, you know, girls going to school, which, you know, around 10 years ago or so, you didn't have girls going to school. So in terms of some of those basic indicators like education, you see some progress. You see, for example, I mean, walk around the street these days and you see people drive around and you see people on, you know, using their cell phones and, you know, using Wi-Fi here and there. So on some of those indicators, like some of those sort of areas of life, things have progressed, have gotten better. At the same time, I mean, you know, you have the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, which will highlight all the time the fact that corruption is an issue here in terms of getting things done and just governmental structures and so forth, you know, across the board here and there. But also, the whole issue of the opium poppy cultivation. The country is still one of the, if not the biggest, opium poppy producer in the world. It's up there, that's for sure. So at the same time, while you've seen progress, as I said, in those, some parts, there have been, you know, steps backwards or ongoing challenges, some would say, in other areas like governance and the drug trade. But look, I think for the average, you know, average juggler on the street, there has been progress in terms of they can walk down the street, they can do things which they, you know, 10 years ago were much more difficult.
Ari Gitanis is in Kabul, Afghanistan. He's with the United Nations Assistance Mission there, and we're talking about the conditions that exist now. Certainly a lot of hot spots. You said that the women are now, young girls are able to go to school, women have more freedom. That wasn't why we went there, though. It wasn't, the reason we went there was to get Osama bin Laden. At least that's where it all started 10 years ago. How did it spread out into these other areas to sort of socially develop the country? What's the history of that?
I don't want to get too much into the that's a bit out of the UN's mandate in terms of in the sense of why the Americans and so on, you know, came here for that reason.
Yeah.
But I mean, just in a broad sense, you can imagine it isn't easy after a country that's been through so much. I mean, roughly, I think more than 3 decades of violence. And it has a history of resisting foreign forces and so on. It's not an easy thing to do. I mean, I think on paper it might sound a bit simpler, but on the ground you can see that it's just not an easy thing. I mean, even flying over today on the way back from Kandahar, just flying over the terrain, this is a difficult country to move around in. I mean,
just miles and miles of mountainous terrain. So in terms of patrolling, in terms of keeping an eye on things, it's just a difficult environment to operate in. So, and then they have the cultural factors as well, and it's a rich and proud history in terms of they being a very independent-minded people.
Yeah.
You can imagine how it wouldn't be an easy task to take on.
Well, you've been in the Sudan, you've been in Cambodia, you've been in Somalia, part of your assignments over the years. How does this compare with what you've seen in some of these other strife-ridden places?
I was in Somalia during the famine, and the Al-Shabaab forces still had control of parts of the city at the time. That was a pretty intense environment, too, similar in some ways because of the IEDs and snipers and gun battles. I think here I would say it's similar in the sense of there's a sense of amongst the people that I've picked up, a sense of like this is almost coming up on make or break time. Next year is the big election for a new president, roughly marking the end of President Karzai's, I think, past two terms, end of his two terms. So there's a sense of like, what happens next? Will the international community remain engaged here? The signs are yes, of course. But it's also a sense of trepidation in some areas because again, it's a big momentous part of its history, end of an era in some ways, some would say. You also have the fact that the international military forces here are ending their combat mission. So you have those two big key events, the big election happening for the president next year and the end of the combat mission for foreign forces here. So, people are, despite the progress, people are wondering or maybe a bit concerned about, will the international community, remain engaged? Will the support remain? And you have the authorities indicating that we want the international community to remain engaged here because without it, things could go a bit pear-shaped. So it's a historic time, but also one of concern as well, I think, in a broad sense.
All right. So finally, from the United Nations point of view, you don't get involved in the discussion of the Taliban and whether there's corruption between the various factions here. A lot of people think that Karzai is corrupt. He doesn't like the Americans now, and just all of this stuff. How much of it is true, and how much of it is just yak?
Doug, that's a difficult question for me. I couldn't really say with any authority, but what I can say is that the UN is here to help support the government at its request to hold free and fair elections, as well as help with their peace and reconciliation efforts. And of course, there are other parts of the UN engaged in other areas, humanitarian work, development work, as well as I mentioned earlier, the Office on Drugs and Crime, helping tackle this insidious problem of corruption. To make it a free and fair society as well.
Yeah. All right, Gary, thank you. Ari Gatenis, who is with the UN mission in Afghanistan, direct from Kabul here on Good Day.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
About 53 after the hour, today's Doug Steffen Good Day program coming to you on UN Radio Day at the United Nations Plaza in New York. We're in the UN building. It is pouring, and the weather up and down the East Coast is going to be bad all weekend. There was one tropical storm that started. It's made its way to New York and New England, and now there's another one pretty much centered over Jacksonville. It's going to come up. We'll have one good day this weekend, and then it'll be rainy again, apparently, on this side of the coast. As usual, where Jennifer is, it's delightful.
Beautiful.
It's lovely. It's
delicious.
California. This portion of the program is called Tech Talk Time, and we have a number of things to focus on, as usual. Starting with Shelley Palmer, who's our technology reporter, who talks now about Wikipedia recently adding a new page that suggests articles based on your location. You can find where, well, you figure out. I'm not going to tell you what he's going to tell you. He's going to tell you what he's going to tell you.
And then you'll tell him again.
Tell you something else.
This report is brought to you by Dollar General. As part of its Everyday Heroes program in June, Dollar General, in partnership with Procter & Gamble, is saluting soldiers like Sparky Edwards, who return home from military service to make a difference in their communities. Once an at-risk teenager, Edwards earned his GED and then entered the military with the help of a youth academy. Today, he's a devoted husband and proud father of two. He's also earning his PhD, and he's using his experience as a decorated war veteran and successful business owner to motivate at-risk teens.
I enlisted in the military because I wanted to be a part of something greater than myself and serve my country. Mentoring at-risk teens allows me to carry on that tradition and also help them by realizing their full potential.
Dollar General offers excellent career opportunities to active duty members, veterans, and their families. It's among the nation's largest retailers of top quality brands like Tide, Gain, and Downy. To learn more, visit www.dollargeneral.com/EDH service. I'm Dan Merrill.
today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Have you ever wandered through a new city and wanted to learn more about your surroundings? Now you can. Wikimedia, the site behind Wikipedia, recently added a nearby page to its mobile site that suggests articles based on your location. Nearby lets you see a list of articles based on your location and is easily found in the main menu in the mobile web version of Wikipedia. The feature also heavily encourages user contributions. If you want to give back to the Wiki community, Wikimedia said Nearby can show a map of articles needing images near your location so that you can take and upload photos to improve the online encyclopedia. Not really the photo type? Wikimedia also said they hope people update the text articles of places around them too. Wherever you go in this connected world, know that Nearby will be, well, nearby. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk is instant communication. That's truly instant, the way it should be. But don't take our word for it. The proof is in the push. Come into an AT&T store today and test it out for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and new activations only requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heel.
Your car windows are down. Your favorite summer song is playing, and you're speeding down the highway. Brian Osich finds out that this isn't the coolest or most efficient way to cool down. In fact, when you are behind the wheel, let's listen to this focus on technology.
This time of year, many motorists are rolling down the window to let the wind blow through their hair. But GM Senior Manager for the Energy Center, Roger Clark, says this can be a real drag for your vehicle's fuel economy.
One of the best things you can do to improve your car's fuel economy is keep the windows up when you're above 40 miles an hour on the highway. It has a big effect on the drag for the vehicle, the aerodynamics, and it causes the air to be turbulent around the car. So if you're below 40, keep the windows down if you want to stay cooler.
Clark says there are other ways to consider to help improve your vehicle's fuel economy.
Your speed is the biggest factor. Every 10 miles an hour higher in speed, you lose about 4 miles per gallon in fuel economy. Cruise control helps a lot. Acceleration is the next biggest factor. Acceleration causes your car to use a lot of fuel when you're accelerating hard.
For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from General Motors.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.